Oh, the progress has been excellent. No, we had given different timelines for substantial completion. And we got set back with a number of things. Technical and availability of money on time. I could not, for instance, have expected that I would have had trouble getting all of our $20 million from the developers to whom we sold the land. But a dispute arose between them and created some dissonance. And we have been an unwitting, not victim, but we have not received what we are supposed to receive on a timely basis. I outline and I repeat again, removal of the petroglyphs and thus the big hill there with all the stone. We became prisoners of the Arab Spring, the fall of Mubarak, all the activity with Morsi, and then the fall of Morsi. Until finally we had to go other places. But a lot of time was taken up in communication and getting. And you all can talk to Louise Mitchell from the National Trust, and they will tell you the difficulties. And every time people got impatient, for instance, we got to knock down the hill and say we have to wait because we have a respect for our historical and archaeological heritage. And I personally have a deep appreciation for it. So those are the things, but we have done substantial work.